This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
7 a.m. to 2:30 p.m. on Tuesday, October 27th at the Decatur Family YMCA. Blood collected during the donation will be distributed to area hospitals. Everyone that makes a donation will receive a $5 gift card or retro-inspired t-shirt. Masks and photo IDs will be required. For information on registration, go to nowdecatur.com. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
The election is 2 weeks from today. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News. Though nearly 32 million Americans have voted early in the U.S. Elections Project Tracker.
What you will do by early voting is you will be the first to put our country back on the right track.
Joe Biden's Democratic running mate Kamala Harris in Florida. President Trump rallied in Arizona.
It's a choice between a Trump recovery at the highest end or a Biden depression.
Now, he'll be muted a little more at the next debate on Thursday after all the interruptions last time.
President Trump and Joe Biden will have their microphones cut off, at least while their rival delivers his opening two-minute answer to each of the topics covered. The debate is divided into six 15-minute segments. The open discussion portion of the debate will not feature a mute button.
Fox's Tom Graham. A divided Supreme Court gives Pennsylvania a win in one of the many pre-election lawsuits around the country. Fox's Tanya J. Powers has more live.
Dave, the 4-4 decision means that Pennsylvania will be allowed to count mailed-in ballots that are received up to 3 days after the November 3rd election. Chief Justice John Roberts sided with the liberal justices in upholding a state Supreme Court ruling that required county election officials to count ballots that arrive up until November 6th as long as there's not proof it was mailed after the polls closed. Republicans had argued it violates federal law, while Democrats are concerned about the surge of mail-in ballots during the pandemic, as well as postal service delays. Dave.
Donnie, it's deadline day, according to House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, on any deal for more Corona financial aid before the election. She and the White House keep negotiating a possible $2 trillion package.
But Senate Republicans have dismissed that measure as too expensive. Instead, Republican Majority Leader Mitch McConnell is setting up votes this week on a narrow package targeting small business loans and other pandemic-related funding. Democrats are expected to block it, describing it as insufficient.
That's Fox's Jared Halpern. America's listening to Fox News.
At Fisher Investments, we do things differently, and other money managers don't understand why.
Because our way works great for us.
But it may not work for your clients. That's why Fisher Investments is a fiduciary, obligated to put clients first. It's the highest standard for a financial advisor.
So, what do you provide? Cookie-cutter portfolios like the rest of us?
No cookie-cutter portfolios here. Fisher Investments tailors portfolios to meet each client's goals and needs.
But you do sell investments that earn you high commissions, right? And make commissions when you make trades for your clients?
No, Fisher Investments doesn't sell any commission investment products, and we never earn commissions on trades.
So what's in it for you?
Fisher Investments fees are structured so we do better when our clients do better. When it comes to helping clients achieve a comfortable retirement, we're clearly different. Visit FisherInvestments.com to find out why investors like you switch to us. Fisher Investments, clearly different money management.
Investments in securities involve the risk of loss.
In the past several months of anti-police and racial justice protests, some statues and monuments were either torn down or officially removed. A judge in Virginia is considering the attempt to get rid of another, one of Robert E. Lee.
Several Richmond residents are suing to block Virginia Governor Ralph Northam's order to remove the Confederate general statue, saying that would violate the state's constitution and covenant restrictions placed on the property when it was deeded to the state. But the state argues it should not be forced to forever maintain a statue that no longer comports with its values. Richmond Circuit Court Judge Raleigh Marchant says he'll rule in a week to 10 days from now. Several other statues that used to line Richmond's Monument Avenue are already gone, either hauled away by the city or torn down over the summer by protesters. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
You might have heard about the asteroid that may get close to Earth early next month. NASA says don't worry, it's not big enough to be a threat. There is another asteroid that scientists there are much more interested in, and a probe they've sent to it will finally reach it today.
NASA's OSIRIS-REx first left Earth back in 2016 and took a couple of years to reach the asteroid scientists call Bennu. But today's the day NASA hopes the probe will perform its actual mission. If all goes well this evening, OSIRIS-REx will use its onboard tools to collect surface samples of Bennu and store them. Early scans indicate presence of moisture in form of clay-like particles. After collecting the samples, OSIRIS-REx will plan for its return trip to Earth. NASA says it expects it to come home in 2023, bringing the samples for scientists to study. Evan Brown, Fox News.
On Wall Street, stock futures are up, suggesting a rebound from yesterday's big sell-off. On Monday Night Football, Kansas City beat Buffalo 26-17, then Arizona blew out Dallas 38-10. I'm Dave Anthony, and this is Fox News.
The brass horn has been a staple of the downtown Decatur area since 1993, and I've been fortunate enough to be part of the store since 1995. Hi, Ryan Spurlock here, co-owner of the Brass Horn, and I am encouraging you to come by and see what we can do for you the next time your life calls for you to spruce up your look. We have a well-trained and professional staff that is here to make sure that you look great and feel comfortable the next time you need to make your look speak for itself. The Brass Horn, located at 108 East Prairie in downtown Decatur, keeping Central Illinois looking sharp since 1990.
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY three-day forecast.
Today, we've got a chance of some afternoon showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 58. And tonight, showers and thunderstorms are expected. It'll be cloudy with a low of 49. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 64. And Thursday, the anomaly sunny with a high near 80, but wind gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 45 degrees. Your WSOY time is 7:06. And this look at your weather brought to you by the Brass Horn, Decatur's number one men's clothing store.
Good morning and welcome to the Tuesday, October 20th edition of Byers & Company. We'll check in with Pharmacy Facts and Friends, what's happening tonight at 5. Mark Topper and Topper on Sports. Got a lot to get to here on the company this morning. It starts now.
Byers & Company, WSOY, 1340 AM, 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. We are live in the Palatial Studios in downtown Decatur. I was telling you about the Wear a Mask parody that is the video. Did you get a chance to see it?
No, I was doing some stuff back here. It's a video of Beauty and the Beast.
It's the the song from the cartoon, the animated Beauty mm-hmm. and the Beast, right? And they take literally "Be Our Guest," which is mm-hmm. the song, and turn it into "Wear a Mask."
I was gonna guess that's what it was.
It's very funny.
Okay, good.
It's very funny. And I was reading with great interest a story about Sturgis and the aftermath of all of that. And then I was reading a story. Where do you think most Americans are on Dr. Fauci?
That's a tricky question for me now because... I think for a long time he was the single voice,
Of, you mean for like eight presidents or whatever it is, Democrats and Republicans, and the guy took on AIDS and Ebola. Yeah, that guy.
Right. But he was cast front and center as like the guy we would look to.
Yeah.
Until
he got popular.
Yeah. And then the things that he was saying didn't jive with the tactics that were wanting to be used. And so now I don't know how popular he is. He's been thrown under the bus pretty hardcore. So,
well, but when the president calls him an idiot, who do you think wins that public debate? And I don't mean just the Kool-Aid drinking supporters are going to show up at a rally with no mask and scream at each other. And I'm talking about just average Americans.
If you take a put away his full-fledged supporters, I would say that opinion probably isn't shared by most, only on the simple fact that his body of work and it's
only by the fact that the Trump ad on TV to vote for Trump features Dr. Fauci.
Yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So clearly you've got this sort of schizophrenic behavior of like, we're going to put him in our TV ad because we know he's more popular than I am, but then I'm going to turn around and say he's an idiot.
Right.
That doesn't make any sense.
No, that part doesn't. Additionally, I mean, I think a lot of people could respond if you say, hey, I believe he's wrong. That's different than saying he's a full-fledged idiot. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could say, hey, my scientists over here have a different opinion, but calling someone an idiot that's well-studied and got a body of work like that doesn't even make sense.
Is not political in any sense of the word.
Yeah, he's not winning popularity points by telling people that, you know, like, hey, it would be a good idea not to go do all this stuff. You know?
This is why this four-star review stuff is just ludicrous. Ludicrous. And why he keeps encouraging people to behave this way all the way to their deathbed or sickness or the loss of loved ones. And it is just, in my estimation, the most irresponsible behavior of a leader in the history of leaders. Just god awful. And we'll see. I'm not one of these people predicting anything. In fact, I told you last time around he was going to win, and no one wanted to hear that. Because I don't come at this stuff with emotion. I come at it with logic. And doing this a long time, you could read the tea leaves. And the tea leaves are telling me now that senior citizens are turning on this guy like, I mean, no one's business. Because he's basically telling all of them, your life's not worth anything. People with any sort of common sense, moms, you know, worry about the kids, worry about the family, worry about the health of their family, their loved ones. This guy just, he comes out of this without any sort of like, I mean, his wife writes this incredible piece about going through this and her son and her husband and thinking about all the millions of Americans. And you know, he has like zero ability to do any of that.
Her story sounded like any home in America dealing with this.
Right.
Mm-hmm. That's relatable.
Yes. Absolutely. And his response is, Fauci's an idiot. So there you go.
Hey, do we have like 10 seconds so I can ask you about your test?
Yeah, go ahead.
So just out of curiosity, you said the wait's long, but if you get to pull up there.
It was long. It exploded Thursday morning. Right. I talked to Tanya like Wednesday. I said, you know, hey, you know, this is outside the realm. You know, it's been like 8 days, but still it's inside the,
right.
You know, being safe. And she said, well, yeah, just, so I did the show from home Thursday and Friday. Then got done with the show Thursday and then got all three of us, you know, in the car and drove to the Civic Center. And we're like, oh, my God. Like, I mean, the difference between Wednesday and Thursday was just, you know, happenstance because the number of people that were testing positive, and then, of course, you do the backtracing on that. I mean, it all starts to add up. And so we showed up Thursday, like 9:30, I think, and it was unbelievable. I had a 10 o'clock conference call. I thought, well, we can get through there.
Do it from the car.
That. Yeah, no problem. No, it wasn't even close.
So when you get pulled up there, what is it, a couple minutes, and just roll up your...
you mean the actual test.
Yeah,
test
when you actually get up to the station.
And I don't know what it's like today, although I drove by there yesterday, and there was a huge you know, line as well. They will come get your information before you get up there, so they had several people with sort of clipboards, and so that when you're ready to go, you're able to go through. And they get you bring your insurance information, and I'm assuming there's no charge for this, but I'm assuming that if you're able to be billed through your insurance, they'll do that to recoup some of the cost. And give your name and your address and phone number and
all standard stuff.
Yeah. Okay. So that when you get up there, they have one of the vials. It already has like a piece of tape with your name on it and your contact information. And then they hand it to you or you and whoever else is in your car if there's multiple people. And it's just the swab test that you do. It's not like that 18-inch thing you got to jam through your head, but you go in big circles each side of your nostril until they tell you to stop. Then you switch to the other one, tell you to stop, and then you put it back into the jar that has the liquid in it, and you hand it off, and you're done.
That's it.
That's it.
It's a couple minutes. Okay. And no real contact, nothing to really worry about.
Nope.
Cool.
But they do an amazing job, and they're great people. And I watched them out there. You know, they're out there kind of, you know, not kind of, like completely on the front lines. But they're wearing masks and PPE. But it was cold, you know, Thursday. I saw Tanya and Julie, and, you know, they were down bringing coats to people and stuff. I think about what an insult it is to those people. I mean, you know, how do you think those people are going to vote?
I mean, they see COVID.
I mean, every day, this is their life. This is the front lines of their life. When you got, yeah, no big deal. Make any sense to me at all. At all. And how you think that plays with them and their families or the families of people who have suffered from this, I don't know why you don't understand the science. I don't know why you don't understand the medical side of this, but I don't also understand why you think this is politically smart. I mean, I don't get it on any realm. Been doing this a long time. Been accurately predicting how races are going to turn out for a long time. Told you in 2016 when no one believed me that he was going to win. No one. I mean, it was like, I had people laugh at me. And right now, you're like, oh no, we got the world. But no, you don't. You really don't. But what are you going to do? People are going to feel the way they want to feel. And I get that you want positive reinforcement in life. I get that you want to like find out, you know, oh, I can go here because these people agree with me. And that's not the way I think about things at all. At all. And so I know what will happen after the fact, the blame game, and everybody will. But I want to know from the diehard supporters who haven't moved an inch on anything in life ever, how they explain away losing it all. All of it. And then when I come back and tell me how we're better as a party. Sorry, but no. You went down with the ship. And I know you think that there's some honor in that, but the ship's still at the bottom of the ocean. There's some interesting fundraising numbers I was looking at about how much money the Trump campaign has spent to raise money. And basically, they have spent 77 cents for every dollar they have raised.
So trading, you know, $4 for $5 pretty much?
Yeah. Now, I mean, you're still coming out ahead, but yeah. I mean, but it shows you how much harder this thing around this time is versus last time when you got all the free media in the world. Now, the debate on Thursday, are you interested in watching this?
Yes. I mean,
you got to be, right?
Yeah, I'm interested.
And do you think it will happen?
50-50 for me.
Do you really think that it's not going to happen?
Well, I mean, everything keeps just getting moved. All the things that you would expect to happen or not happen are not happening or happening conversely to what you think. So I think I don't think it's a for sure thing, no. But we're to the point where cameras on the people, this is your opportunity. If you're the better candidate, this is your chance to go for the neck.
Muting the microphone is going to matter? I mean, because you're still standing on a stage.
It'll still pick up.
In a very quiet theater or whatever it is where you can still make noise.
I think it will be a character on the show, and I think it will dominate headlines the following day.
All right, explain that.
Meaning, I think that both sides will complain at being muted unfairly or at different times or showing preference to the other candidate because of selective muting, and then you didn't get to see me fully debate. I think it will not only play during it, they'll be talking about it as it's happening, and then the next day it'll be part of the spin.
Interesting.
I'm 100% confident of that.
Interesting. All right, we'll see. I think that, you know, when he was slamming Dr. Fauci in this phone call, which members of the media were on, and when he was saying, oh, the country's so over this. I mean, that just lack of any sort of discipline at all to be an actual leader. I mean, I'm trying to imagine Churchill, you know, who I think Trump thinks he is, like, just, ah, this country's so sick of World War II. We're just so over it.
Yeah, if bombs keep raining down, how do you be over it?
No, I know, but that is clearly where his head is, even doubled down since contracting COVID-19, which I didn't think was possible, but certainly has been. We'll see. All right, I don't want to spend all day on that. I really don't, because I don't think there are any undecideds left. I mean, I really don't. I don't think there's this big group pool of sort of individual thinkers out there, unfortunately. Our country would be better if there were, but there's not. We want to divide ourselves into camps and got to be in this camp. We got to have the acceptance of that camp, and we got to be 100% with that camp. And if we're not 100%, then we're eyed like, oh, we're a traitor. This ridiculous behavior. Maybe we'll evolve from this. I don't know.
I hope so, and I think so. I think that the losing candidate's party will have to reevaluate this.
They're not going to. You cannot even imagine what the blame game is going to look like.
Yeah, I mean, if you look at what happened, if Donald Trump were to lose, they would essentially have to sell the old brand is coming back. Hey, this is no longer the Trump Party. This is Republicans. We're back at our
values. All right, I would just point out to you that there is nothing about Hillary Clinton that has ever accepted any sort of responsibility about the defeat of Hillary Clinton.
No, she hasn't.
No, and if you,
I'm not saying him. I'm saying the party will have to sell a new message.
What is the party? I don't know who the party is anymore. I really don't.
That's why I'm saying if they go back.
So who's the party? Is it Ted Cruz? I mean, who's the party?
I don't know.
Is it Rodney Davis? I mean, who is the party? Is it Rubio? Yeah. I mean, who is the party?
I don't know the who's, but I know the what's, and I know what those things are. Hey, we got away from who we were, and now we're back. Whoever can sell that message, we're back to those values that we've always been about.
I don't think you go back. I think there's got to be a new, and I don't think anyone actually understands that in the Republican Party or is able or willing to articulate that because of the wrath that gets thrown your way, right?
Yeah.
Who is the new Republican Party? Who is the person who can tell African Americans, I mean, not this, I mean... You don't go out and talk to Africa. I'm the best thing since Abraham Lincoln. Shut up. Who can tell Hispanics, who are actually, by sort of religion and nature and culture, a little more conservative than... I mean, who is it that can do that? We had a whole bunch of them in 2016. Mm-hmm. A whole big stage full of people. Who is it?
I don't know. I think it's important to find them. I really do.
All right. Important for who? Because I look at both parties right now. I mean, both parties mm-hmm. as being in a death grip of just sort of strangling themselves out of existence, hopefully someday. Because the only way anything changes is like literally change. And this pandemic being an accelerator, does it accelerate that change? And yet here we are, right, with all of that, with two 75-year-old white guys telling the world how to think. And then what were your choices on the Democrat side?
You know,
another 75-year-old white guy or a 75-year-old white woman that claimed to be Cherokee.
Right.
What are the alternatives?
I think that both parties will look and say, "Hey, we've got to be more representative of our people."
Yeah, but the representative of the people isn't AOC.
No, I'm not saying that.
And it's not Ted Cruz. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, where is the next generation of either of these parties?
We'll have 4 years to find them.
I don't know why everybody was like hanging on like Beto O'Rourke. You know, it's like, oh, is this, like, he kind of looks like a Kennedy.
Right.
And then everybody found out he was a mile wide and an inch deep.
Yeah, but he knows Spanish.
Yeah, whatever. Yeah, coming out on stage on a skateboard isn't sort of the thing.
It's relatable.
No, it's but it's not leading.
No, it's not. It's Bart Simpson.
And it literally is. And so I look at that, and it's the same thing that I wonder about local politics and everything. I'm just like, where are the grown-ups? And when I say grown-ups, I don't mean old. I just mean grown-ups. Mm-hmm. The people that aren't looking at this as some sort of lucrative path, as some sort of career, but people who are actually called to lead.
Yeah, if we can eliminate a good chunk of the noise that's been happening, the things that are, you know, distracting or news cycle worthy, but not affecting our lives day to day, then we might see people emerge, because we're talking policy, we're talking change, we're talking impact. We're not talking back page story stuff. We're not talking personal life stuff. We're talking more about the issues.
Well, but listen, on both sides of the aisle, you're not going to get that, because you had that with Mayor Pete. But what did Mayor Pete, what was his sin? Oh, he wasn't progressive enough. Oh, he was a mayor of a town, and they had a police issue with, you're holding a litmus test that no one can pass.
I think the bar goes down a little bit. The stakes have been so high with Donald Trump as president.
I mean, it was the same thing.
On both sides.
I mean, you have John Kasich, who was a very popular governor of a state you absolutely need, but he wasn't Republican enough. He wasn't tough enough.
Yeah, I hope that part in particular changes, but I think we will get back to a lot of the things that we need to get back to, because Donald Trump does bring a lot of it on himself, but he dominates the news cycle many times on things that don't affect policy or change or any of that. And when that noise, it's
entrenched on both sides. I know you think this election is going to sort that out. I disagree.
I said I hope. I didn't say I think.
I mean, it's a systemic problem. It's not just the symptom, which is President Trump. We'll take a break. Back with more. Here is Nick with your three-day forecast. Stay tuned.
Today, there's a chance of afternoon showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high of 58. And tonight, rain and thunderstorms expected with some clouds, a low around 49. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 64. And Thursday, sunny with a high of 80 and wind gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 45 degrees, and your WSOY time is 7:26. This look at your weather brought to you by Maroa Lumber Company. Quality materials, trusted knowledge, and expertise.
We're all spending a little more time at home these days. Why not use that time to tackle those home projects with help from Maroa Lumber? At Maroa Lumber, we offer top quality building materials and knowledgeable customer service. With products like Anderson Windows, TimberTech Composite Decking, Therma-Tru Exterior Doors, and our extensive rental department, no project will go unfinished. We also offer contractor referrals, delivery, and curbside pickup. Maroa Lumber is your building materials headquarters. Save money, shop local at Maroa Lumber, 794-2226.
Betsy Londrigan is lying to you.
I have not taken any money from Speaker Madigan.
The truth is, Mike Madigan spent nearly $300,000 to elect Londrigan. Londrigan also takes money from corporate lobbyists, even Big Pharma, breaking her promise not to accept corporate dollars. And those negative ads against Rodney Davis? Paid for by corporate cash. A Madigan machine politician, Betsy Londrigan is lying to get elected. There's a better choice. Our Congressman Rodney Davis is taking on the special interests in Washington to get results for us, holding Big Pharma accountable and lowering prescription drug prices, taking on the big insurance companies and protecting those with pre-existing conditions, defending our rural hospitals and our healthcare jobs. Rodney Davis is fighting to ensure that every Illinois family has quality, affordable health care.
I'm Rodney Davis. I'm running for Congress, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Rodney for Congress.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Straight ahead, we will check in with Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. We'll find out what's coming up on Pharmacy Facts and Friends. And oh, did I see, is it Betsy Londrigan is going to be on the Eric Lee show today?
Oh, wow.
I don't know if that's updated or not. It says later today. Eric needs to put like a date on that. I don't know, like later today could be yesterday or the day before.
Yeah, if you forgot one time.
Huh?
Yeah, if he forgets to switch it
no,
out.
No, I think it is, though, for today with Courtney Carson, presented by Decatur Earth Mover Credit Union. That's coming up at 3 o'clock this afternoon. And, all right, looking forward to that. I don't know how that happened. Good for him, good for her, I guess. We will take a break for stories and news when we get back here. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Email address, buyers@WSOYAM.com.
This is Shiloh with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. The Decatur Regional Chamber of Commerce has released a statement on its membership's position on the progressive income tax. The survey results from the membership show 86% are against, with 14% in favor. Over the next 2 weeks, the Decatur Regional Chamber of Commerce will advocate on the behalf of Decatur through their various marketing channels. To see the chamber's statement on the progressive tax, check out nowdecatur.com. Governor Pritzker has again extended the stay on evictions in Illinois. The governor's office announced the executive order on Friday, and the eviction moratorium will be extended until November 14th. Pritzker's eviction ban is one of the more expansive in the country and contains no means testing mechanism or other documentation on behalf of a tenant to prove a hardship. However, some property owners are still struggling, with the moratorium causing them to pay for property taxes and mortgages. The National Multifamily Housing Council tracks rent payments in more than 11 million properties. The council found that 94.6% of renters it tracked had paid rent in September of this year, a 0.9 percentage point difference from the same month in 2019. For these stories, podcasts, and videos, go to nowdecatur.com.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. We're exactly 2 weeks from Election Day. President Trump, behind in the polls nationally, tells Fox and Friends he's going to beat Joe Biden.
It's just going very well. I think he's imploding. You look at all the corruption in his family. It's tremendous corruption. Nobody's ever seen. I mean, that laptop, nobody has ever seen anything like that.
He says claims that a story about emails found on Biden's son Hunter's computer was planted by Russian intelligence are wrong. There's a change in the rules, meantime, for Thursday's presidential debate, and to prevent as much interruption as there was during the first debate.
The Commission on Presidential Debates says both candidates will have his microphone cut off during the two-minute opening answer portion of the Q&A. Then they'll be unmuted for the discussion portions. But even during the discussion, interruptions by either candidate will count toward their time.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers, America's listening to Fox News.
Farmers in Illinois have seen the damage that corn rootworm can cause. The injury these insects inflict on root nodes can lead to yield losses of up to 45%. Don't leave your corn defenseless. Protect your roots, the foundation of your yield, with SmartStax technology. See why farmers trust SmartStax technology by visiting traits.bayer.com/SmartStax. Always read and follow IRM grain marketing and all other stewardship practices and pesticide label directions. Performance may vary.
Update your home with beautiful custom cabinets from Dura Supreme. Our complimentary custom design includes pricing and renderings to keep you within budget. And with a broad selection of woods and colors to choose from, you can have it all.
A plumber and home specialties. Who says you can't have it all?
Here is Nick Smith with your WSOY 3-day forecast.
Today, we've got a chance of afternoon showers, otherwise mostly cloudy with a high near 58. And tonight, showers and thunderstorms are expected and cloudy with a low around 49. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 64. And Thursday, sunny with a high near 80 and wind gusts as high as 28 miles per hour. The current temperature in downtown Decatur is 45 degrees and your WSOY time is 7:33.
Tupper on Sports on WSOY, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM. Streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Good morning and welcome. Time now for Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. He joins us each and every weekday morning. All right, let's start with the Dallas Cowboys.
Yeah, let's do that. You know, for as long as I can remember, the Dallas Cowboys have been in a singular category when it comes to the way the country feels about them. You know, they're America's team. They win every poll of best uniform and have for years. They're held in a special regard, even when their results are not special. And really, frankly, their results have not been that special in a long time. I don't think they've won a Super Bowl since like 96 or something. But what I like about Dallas is that they're the one team about which fans do not have a neutral feeling. There are plenty of football fans who root hard for the Dallas Cowboys to win, and there are plenty of fans who generally root for the Cowboys to lose. They don't like them, but people care about the Cowboys, and I like that. I like it when Dallas is good. Their TV ratings are very good. And while the networks spend too much time generally on showing owner reactions from the owner's box, I love seeing the expressive reactions of Cowboys owner Jerry Jones. He is passionate. He cannot hide his happiness when they do well, and he cannot hide his pain when they struggle. And last night we saw plenty of Jerry anguish as the Arizona Cardinals rolled over the Cowboys 38-10 on Dallas's home field. Dallas's season changed when their quarterback, Dak Prescott, went down with a horrifying ankle injury. He was having a sensational season, and now it's Andy Dalton, and they are 2-4. The good news for Dallas is that they play in the NFC East, which is the worst division in football captivity. Washington and the New York Giants are each 1-5. The Philadelphia Eagles are 1-4-1, and Dallas leads the division at 2-4. Even with Dak Prescott lost for the season, Dallas has they've got a lot of talent on that team, so they could still be heard from. But last night, Zeke Elliott fumbled twice early. They need these other players to rise up and not self-destruct. And, you know, some people are going to revel in their problems. Others are going to root for them to rally. I just think the NFL is more interesting when the Cowboys are a factor. I think people care more, and I think Jerry Jones is the one owner who is always good theater. He is. I just wish the cameras would follow him from the owner's box all the way to his limo, and we could watch him pour that double Johnny Walker Blue. And when he sits down after the game and really airs it out, he is perfect for this team. And I just find them entertaining. I wish Dak Prescott hadn't gotten hurt, because I think they would have carried a higher degree of entertainment through the rest of the season for us. But it is what it is.
No doubt about it. In a year of it is what it is. All right, World Series Game 1, a preview with Mark Tupper. On the other side of the break, this look brought to you by Staley Credit Union.
When you hear paid for by Friends of Soucheur, that means paid for by Mike Madigan. You see, Soucheur has taken almost $1 million from Mike Madigan over the last 8 years. In fact, almost all of Soucheur's support comes from Madigan and his allies. A vote for Soucheur is a vote to keep Madigan in power. We cannot afford this corruption anymore. Don't let Mike Madigan buy the seat again.
Hi, I'm Charlie McGorry, retired Decatur firefighter, military veteran, former small business owner, and a lifelong resident of Macon County. I remember when Illinois thrived as a state, touting its agriculture, workers, businesses, and more. The last 8 years have been particularly tough, though, under Soucheur, Mike Madigan, and the Chicago Machine. We need to get serious about solving our budget crisis, protecting our small businesses, growing jobs, and fixing ethics in our state government. I'm asking for your vote for me, Charlie McGorry, on November 3rd.
Paid for by Friends of Charlie McGorry.
Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. All right, we're ready for the World Series.
We are indeed, and Game 1 is tonight at 7:09 on Fox, coming to you from Arlington, Texas. It's the Tampa Bay Rays representing the American League and the Los Angeles Dodgers from the National League. The Game 1 starting pitching assignments make this an interesting way to begin this best-of-seven season finale. Tyler Glasnow goes for the Rays. He is an imposing right-handed pitcher, 6'8", 230 pounds. He has a blazing fastball. But as we've seen in the postseason, good major league hitters can time up a fastball. You've got to have more than just gas. You've got to have movement, and you've got to have some other pitches, and you've got to be able to move it around in the strike zone. And then there's Clayton Kershaw, who gets the ball for the Dodgers in his postseason misses are legendary. You know, I don't know how to describe what's happened to him except to say that during his career, he is about 100 games over 500. And during his postseason, he is 11-12 with a 4.31 earned run average. I think he's become an intriguing pitcher, maybe a more intriguing pitcher, because as he has aged, and he's 32 now, he's lost a little bit of velocity, and he's sort of had to reinvent himself to a certain degree. He throws more sliders than he ever did. He pitches lower in the strike zone, and yet you know he must have to deal with whatever mental demons come with the postseason failures he's had over an otherwise distinguished major league career. One of the sleeper guys to watch is the Rays left fielder Randy Arozarena. He was a St. Louis Cardinals outfield prospect who they traded for pitching prospect Matthew Liberatore. We really don't know yet what will become of Liberatore, and he may end up being great. You can't judge this trade until you have a better idea of what they got in return. But Arozarena has looked absolutely sensational in this postseason. He was named MVP of the American League Championship Series. In the postseason, he has batted .382. He has 7 postseason home runs. He has 21 base hits in 14 games. He has been all of the things a disappointing Cardinal outfielder needs. So there's a tendency to say, how could they get rid of that guy? But let's find out about the guy they got in return. 47 total bases for him this postseason. That's unbelievable. He's exciting, so watch him. He plays with a swagger you would not expect from a 25-year-old. I still like the Dodgers over 7 games, but the Rays are very good. They won the American League East by 7 games. They were 40-20. The Dodgers were 43-17. These are the two best records in baseball. We have the right teams in this World Series. Now let's see what they can do starting tonight at a little after 7.
All right, my friend. We will check in with you first thing tomorrow morning. Mark Tupper and Tupper on Sports. Are you rooting for someone here?
I'm probably rooting for the Dodgers. That was a team that my dad was a big fan of, and I still hold fondly the memories of watching
Tommy Lazorda days. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, watching the
lead Dodger blue.
That's right. So I'm rooting for the Dodgers.
Okay. I always disliked the Dodgers when I was a kid for no reason other than, like, you root for the Jedis and the Republic versus the Empire. Mm-hmm. I don't know why.
Yeah, they're one of those institutional teams like the Cowboys.
Yeah, but sometimes you find a home with one of those teams. Like when I was a kid, I rooted for the Yankees over the Dodgers, and I don't know why.
Sure. When you were a kid, you play Cowboys and Indians.
Right, why is it Reggie Jackson was good, Steve Garvey was bad? Right. I don't know.
Yeah, and really, you were just watching good baseball.
That's true. And it is weird. I feel like I can remember more of the Yankees than I can the Dodgers.
Like, the Yankees were built for prime time. That's part
of the Dodgers were too, right?
Yeah, but I mean, we're talking Reggie Jackson, Mr. October. I mean, it sells itself.
Thurman Munson died in a plane crash. Greg Nettles.
Mm-hmm. And it's New York. I mean, so.
Yeah, but Los Angeles, I mean, I feel like those are almost equal in all the ways you count it, right?
Yeah.
Let's go through that list of the 77. You had Steve Yeager. You had Don Sutton. You had Bert Hooten. Tommy John.
Oh, yeah.
You had Ron Say. You had Steve Garvey. You had Davey Lopez. You had Boog Powell, Dusty Baker, Rick Monday, Reggie Smith. I mean, those are pretty big names.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, at that time, I think the big names, when you really think about it, like the Boston Red Sox, the New York Yankees, the Los Angeles Dodgers.
Yeah, for sure. It was top heavy.
Had like an all-star lineup, right?
Right. Just worked out that way. The big cities had the big stars.
And you had those colossal matchups of just, you know, to me, are the stuff of legend.
Yeah, it's Ali Frazier.
And it probably isn't any different than what we're going to get tonight, but it seems different.
Sure. It was billed as such.
And then I have, like, as a lifelong Cardinal fan, no love lost for the Dodgers just because, you know, that's been who we've had to face. Mm-hmm. But I feel bad for that pitcher who's had all of this sort of whatever it is in the postseason.
Yeah, Clayton Kershaw, you could make an argument at his best. He's one of the game's top 5 pitchers of all time. I mean, he is.
Can you do that regular season?
Well, that's what I'm saying, his abilities. But then for whatever reason, he becomes a middle of rotation guy that can't get it done in the playoffs. His legacy is full-fledged tarnished.
Right. So in a way, I've got some empathy for that guy,
exactly.
Even though I rooted against him. Like, you don't want that to be the thing, right?
No. I mean, it's like,
because he can come back and eliminate all of that.
Yes.
In one World Series.
Yeah, if he has one of those Don Drysdale.
He can go from goat to hero, yeah. Like, literally. And why would you not want something like that for someone?
Yeah, I'm rooting for that.
I guess I'm really struggling to find a way to even be interested.
It's a lot of former Cardinals around the Rays, too. So if you're looking, Tommy Pham. And
I love Tommy Pham. Yeah, he was here in Decatur.
Wait, he's on the Padres now. I'm sorry. But there are still a couple. Mike,
I got false hope for me.
Yeah, I'm drawing a blank, but there are some Cardinals around it. Mike, oh my goodness, my brain is just on pause right now.
Come on now.
Yeah, our Redbird report, Mike Claiborne, he mentioned a few ties over there with the Rays over here. So, yeah, if you're looking for local interest, go with the Rays. If you want a good story, go for Clayton Kershaw.
I think you'd have to, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. We get back on the other side of the Marquee Coffee break. We'll get a preview of tonight's Pharmacy Facts with friends. My chair seems extraordinarily loud today. Like I need some, like...
WD-40?
Yes. Maybe it's just because I was broadcasting from home and I had, like, an ultimate silent chair.
Right.
I don't get it. Anyway, when we get back, Lauren will be with us. A great article that I read over the weekend that literally... when it comes to interior decorating, to art, to everything, that minimalism is going to be a big thing because COVID sort of killed the sort of maximalism thing.
Yeah.
Which I, from an art point of view, I thought was incredibly interesting. We've got a World War II hero who died over the weekend that I want to remember because he had an important place in history. Billiken did their big ribbon cutting for the new Center for Theater and Dance over the weekend. That's just amazing. I mean, I haven't physically been there, but either. I can't wait.
I'm right with you on that one.
Yeah. We got a lot to cover here today. Plus, Dave Wendt will join us and we'll get an update on what's going on in Forsyth. Right now, time for the Marquee Coffee Break. Fresh roasting coffee, locally educated for over 40 years. Marquee Coffee, the official drink of choice for discerning coffee drinkers everywhere. The magic is in their beans.
When you hear paid for by friends of Sue Scheer, that means paid for by Mike Madigan. You see, Sue Scheer has taken almost $1 million from Mike Madigan over the last 8 years. In fact, almost all of Sue Scheer's support comes from Madigan and his allies. A vote for Sue Scheer is a vote to keep Madigan in power. We cannot afford this corruption anymore. Don't let Mike Madigan buy the seat again.
Hi, I'm Charlie McGorry, retired Decatur firefighter, military veteran, former small business owner, and a lifelong resident of Macon County. I remember when Illinois thrived as a state, touting its agriculture, workers, businesses, and more. The last 8 years have been particularly tough, though, under Sue Scheer, Mike Madigan, and the Chicago Machine. We need to get serious about solving our budget crisis, protecting our small businesses, growing jobs, and fixing ethics in our state government. I'm asking for your vote for me, Charlie McGorry, on November 3rd.
Paid for by friends of Charlie McGorry.
You've heard of United Way, but do you know the impact they have on our community? Find out more about the United Way and why your involvement is so important. Every Thursday at 8:30 a.m. on Byers & Company with the United Way Update. The United Way of Decatur and Mid-Illinois is working for a community in which everyone has the opportunity to be self-sufficient, whether that be ensuring that no family goes hungry, a child succeeds in school, or emergency and crisis assistance is always available. Listen to the United Way Update every Thursday, presented by Tate and Lyle. Improving lives for generations.
Don't eat alone. Let's support local restaurants and the United Way by eating out as often as possible to support the 2020 United Way's Dine United. Every Wednesday in September and October, visit local restaurants for a socially distanced lunch or takeout. Let's give some love to these restaurants that have continually supported United Way of Decatur and Mid-Illinois and now need our support. In Mount Zion, stop by Crawford's Pizza, Black Iron Coffee Company, and Salsa. In Decatur, visit the Beach House, Downtown Decatur Cafe, Coffee Connection, both Main Street and inside DMH locations, the Decatur Club, El Corral, Lincoln Lounge, Lock, Stock & Barrel, Papa Murphy's Pizza, Richland College's Cafe, Sloan's Calzones, Salsa, Taproot, and University Dogs. It's the 2020 United Way's Dine United campaign every Wednesday, all of September and October. Visit uwdecatur.org for more information. Thank you for dining united.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. Tonight at 5 o'clock, you can hear Pharmacy Facts with friends, and Lauren Young joins us. How are you doing on this Tuesday morning?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. Before we get to the guest tonight, let's talk a little bit about flu shots. How busy are you guys with this?
We have definitely had an increase in people calling our walk-in clinics on Wednesday afternoon at Coley's Corner Drugs are going really well. And then Fridays, you can make an appointment to get a flu shot at our stores.
In South Shores, yeah, absolutely. All right, so tell me what's happening tonight at 5 o'clock.
So we are talking Medicare Part D open enrollment. So anyone 65 and older has been bombarded recently with messaging about signing up for your 2021 Medicare Part D plan. So we talked to Patty Gogarty from Sam's Hockaday Insurance about what she has seen and then some of the more independent pharmacy-friendly plans that are out there for the first time this year.
Okay, this is as complicated as it's ever been, right? And which is why you want to stick with, like, your locally owned pharmacy. You have people down there that work directly with people. You know their names. It's like that old Cheers song, right?
That's right. And so we know what medication they're on, and we know what's going to be happening in 2021 as far as the change in brand and generics and what's coming on the market. And so really we know what plan will fit their needs best, and we get them in that plan for the next year.
All right, starting at 5 o'clock tonight, Pharmacy Facts and Friends. And what else is happening on the show tonight?
Then we talk about our flu shot clinics, and also Crossing Healthcare is going to have their drive-up flu clinic on Friday from 1 to 4. So we want to make sure the community knows about that as well, since some of the chain stores are having trouble filling the need for all of the flu shots in the area.
And you know, there's everyone's obviously got a heightened awareness of this year more than ever, and there are a lot of people that haven't probably regularly gotten flu shots that are thinking about it this year. Is there enough supply to meet the demand?
We've been told there is. Some of the chains started pushing for flu shots a little earlier than normal, probably to just drive that awareness that you should get your flu shot. And so some of them are starting to get in shorter supply, but the independent pharmacies have gotten their supply now, so we're filling that need for our customers.
All right, tonight at 5 o'clock, if you can't be there live, you can always listen to the podcast at nowdecatur.com or the Now Decatur app or wherever you get your podcast. Who's your host tonight? Is Dale taking some vacation time? What's he doing?
Oh, we can't let him do that during the fall, but I did have Megan Verhaney sit in with me. As most of the listeners know, she was my regular co-host when Dale has his Richland meeting. So I brought her in to talk about all the great things going on at Dale.
All right. Well, we'll listen at 5 o'clock tonight. Lauren, have a great day. Thank you for being with us. Pharmacy Facts and Friends. Is it Pharmacy Facts and Friends?
Nope.
Pharmacy Facts with Friends?
Correct.
Are we sure about that?
I've been wanting to correct you on it.
Okay. Well, I've said it both ways.
It's with. Yep.
Are you sure?
Yes.
I'm looking that up.
You have so little faith.
No, I have. This isn't a faith with you kind of thing. Sorry.
I've got my GPS up, but you're holding the map still.
It is with Friends.
Yeah.
Why did I think it was and Friends? Pharmacy Facts with Friends. Okay. There we go.
It's probably the most accurately named show that is in our lineup. There are some facts about the pharmacy stuff, and they always have Friends on it.
Okay, we need to update our app because there's all kinds of old stuff on here. Yeah.
I learn a lot from their show, honestly.
Well, no, I think it's you know, it's a very specific conversation about very specific things, which is very helpful. And that's what you find with, like, a locally owned pharmacy is they know you.
Yeah.
They know your... You know, just the stuff. You're not a number. I mean, you're not like at some deli thing from hell, like the DMV or whatever. You know, they know you.
Yeah, that's the, you know, one side of my family's entire business, you know, was in those drugs. And that same sort of care, you know, people come to their pharmacist for so many things. And when you can trust them and they're vested in you and know a little history about you, you can get some really good advice and clear instruction on what it is you need to do.
Yeah. It was interesting. On the other side of the break, I want to touch base on Rush Limbaugh. You know, I was reading the transcript of his, he did an update on his health, which is, you know, he's dealing with terminal cancer.
Mm-hmm.
And it was interesting because we had this conversation about, like, what happens after Rush Limbaugh. not in a morbid sort of way, but just sort of.
Yeah, he's a big piece.
Oh, my God. I mean, he's, listen, you agree, disagree. That's not what I'm talking about today. I'm talking about him as a human being and, and prayers, obviously, thoughts about his health. But what fills that void? What I mean, who is the next Rush Limbaugh? It's an interesting conversation.
Do you have a good feel for, like, the numbers? Like, because there are other people on his networks and stuff that do pretty well. Do you have a sense of...
What do you mean, like...
Like, is the number... Is a Hannity miles behind Rush? Or do you have a sense of the gap?
No, I think that there... It's that gap isn't a gigantic gap, I don't believe. I mean, I can tell you locally. I mean, you look at national numbers. And, I mean, they're... Listen, the whole thing with ratings to me is sort of like... We have a much bigger handle on things digitally than we do sort of like with diaries and the way the sort of voodoo was put together for years. Mm-hmm. Like, man, I know exactly how many people stream this show. I know exactly how many people podcast this show. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and where they came from, how long they were there, all of
what device they arrived on.
Not whether they forgot to fill out their diary or if they were on from 51 to 57.
My dog likes to listen to the radio all day, you know, that kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
But no, there's not a gigantic thing, but Hannity's got his own thing. He doesn't need to slide into that. I mean, I don't know. But it'll be interesting to see. Anyway, all of that on the other side of the break. And Dave Wendt will join us from Forsyth. Here is Nick Smith with your 3-day forecast. Stay tuned.
Today's got a chance of some rain in the afternoon. Otherwise, it'll be mostly cloudy with a high near 58. And tonight, we expect some showers and thunderstorms and it to be cloudy with a low of 49. For Wednesday, mostly cloudy with a high near 64. And Thursday, sunny with a high of 80 and some wind. Current temperature in downtown Decatur is 45 degrees. And your WSOY time is 7:56. This look at your weather brought to you by Staley Credit Union. We go everywhere you go.
When you hear paid for by friends at SouthShare, that means paid for by Mike Madigan. You see, SouthShare has taken almost $1 million from Mike Madigan over the last 8 years. In fact, almost all of SouthShare's support comes from Madigan and his allies. A vote for SouthShare is a vote to keep Madigan in power. We cannot afford this corruption anymore. Don't let Mike Madigan buy the seat again.
Hi, I'm Charlie McGorry, retired Decatur firefighter, military veteran, former small business owner, and a lifelong resident of Macon County. I remember when Illinois thrived as a state, touting its agriculture, workers, businesses, and more. The last 8 years have been particularly tough, though, under Sue Shearer, Mike Madigan, and the Chicago Machine. We need to get serious about solving our budget crisis, protecting our small businesses, growing jobs, and fixing ethics in our state government. I'm asking for your vote for me, Charlie McGorry, on November 3rd.
Paid for by friends of Charlie McGorry.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Back here on a Tuesday, good morning and welcome. All right, so I was thinking about this yesterday. I was reading the transcript of the Rush Limbaugh show talking about his latest update and diagnosis, and to his credit, he doesn't spend a lot of time talking about this at all, and was diagnosed back in January. He said he never thought he would live to October 1st. I mean, he didn't think he would see October 1st. And it's an interesting, introspective sort of look, and people can hate whatever. I'm talking about a human being level. You feel for anybody going through this, right?
Absolutely. That was the first thing that I thought of. That stinks.
And it is... His talent, whether you hate it, love it, whatever, is beyond description. The idea to go on and do basically a 3-hour monologue every day, and I know there's Friday calls and stuff like that, and what he created in this industry and created for himself is beyond question. Beyond question. And so our thoughts and prayers to him as a human being, first and foremost. We'll head into the news, back with more right after this.
No matter where you are, we're there. WSOY Decatur, 1340 AM and 103.3 FM, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
This is Shiler with your stories now, brought to you by Huff Home Specialties, your best home investment. The Illinois Department of Public Health announced 3,113 newly confirmed cases of coronavirus disease in Illinois, including 22 additional confirmed deaths. Macon County officials reported 50 newly confirmed cases, bringing the total number of cases in Macon County to 2,575. Currently, IDPH is reporting a total of 347,161 cases, including 9,236 deaths in 102 counties in Illinois. The seven-day statewide positivity rate is now 5.4%. The Decatur Regional Chamber of Commerce has released a statement on its membership's position on the progressive income tax. The survey results from the membership show 86% are against, with 14% in favor. Over the next 2 weeks, the Decatur Regional Chamber of Commerce will advocate on the behalf of Decatur through their various marketing channels.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.